Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning, Larry Richard, and we are joined by KDK TV's political analyst, John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good morning to all the listeners today.
Have you had a chance to catch up on a little sleep? I know it was go time most of the weekend through and overnight Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday night into Wednesday. I think I got about 3 hours, but I think I've caught up. Well, maybe not caught up, but I've gotten more sleep last night, so that was good. I'm hoping my voice holds out. I think it's okay at the moment. So it's, that's what elections are all about, and particularly an exciting election like this one.
We expect to hear from President Biden at 11. We will cover that live here on KDK. He's talked to Donald Trump, apparently, and we'll have a conversation about, I would imagine, the tone and theme from President Biden will be about a smooth transition of power and unity.
Right. It's going to be quite a contrast to the transition from Trump to Biden 4 years ago, where the now president-elect basically walked out of the White House, didn't go to the inauguration, didn't have anything to do with Joe Biden because he said Joe Biden didn't win. I think this time Joe Biden is, of course, going to bend over backwards to show how to do it right and how to do it differently. And he's going to embrace the transition, as will Kamala Harris as vice president, who will have the unique role as president of the Senate to declare Donald Trump the president on January 6, 2025. I mean, the irony is going to be dramatic. The difference is going to be clear. And the Democrats, I mean, they may have lost this election big time, but I think President Biden and Vice President Harris want to show this is the way you do transition in a democracy.
That said, locally, this United States Senate seat that Bob Casey's held forever is in limbo right now, with the Republican Dave McCormick clinging to what amounts to about a 30,000 vote lead with 97% of the votes counted.
Yes, this is absolutely fascinating. Yesterday, McCormick's lead over Casey was 52,000. It's now down to 29,700 or 800, I think. And there's still votes to be counted. Now, the question is, where are those votes and which way are they going to go? And, of course, Philadelphia has more votes than any county in Pennsylvania, and there are votes still to be counted there. Although the McCormick campaign points to Cambria County, the Johnstown area, which used to be traditionally Democratic but is now voting Republican, and noting that there are lots of votes outstanding in Cambria County. So it's really unclear who has won the U.S. Senate race until all the votes are counted. Bob Casey is quite legitimate in his right not to concede until every vote is counted. And it brings, of course, the whole question of provisional ballots. These are ballots that are cast on election day, but do not get counted until it's adjudicated whether the ballots are legit or not. And when does that happen? This Friday, I'm told by lawyers, is usually when that process can begin. And so we may not know for a little bit who actually won the vote in Pennsylvania for U.S. Senate. You know, a 29,000-30,000 margin is really, really tight in an election with 7 million people voting.
And this is a very important seat. United States Senate, only two senators represent this state, as you well know. John Fetterman and Bob Casey for the moment, but how important would it be for the Republican Party to get this seat?
Well, the truth is they've already won the Senate. There are now at least 52 Republicans elected to the Senate out of the 100. So they are going to control the Senate. So it really won't make a difference with respect to party control. But the narrower the margin for the Republicans means the greater the likelihood that they have to keep all of their Republicans together. And mind you, there are still a few moderate Republicans left in the U.S. Senate, like Lisa Murkowski of Alaska or Susan Collins of Maine. And that the closer the number is, the more likely one of them could play what I'll call a Joe Manchin role. And some folks will know exactly what I mean. Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, stood up to the Democratic majority time after time and forced concessions and moderations and the like. Well, the Republican members could do the same thing if it's a very close vote. So obviously the Republican conservatives in the Senate want a big, big margin in the Senate. Dave McCormick would help them in that regard. And so they, of course, want this seat. That would give them 53. There's still a couple other seats. We don't know about Nevada and Arizona. They've not been called. Michigan was just called. The Democrat won the Senate seat in Michigan. So we're still waiting to see how it could turn out. But the race between Dave McCormick and Bob Casey is the Republicans' greatest chance of adding to that Senate number of 52.
John, do you have a few more minutes? I'd like to check back.
Sure.
If you do, I want to go over some other, now that there will be a transition, what this new administration may bring us in so many different ways. We're with John Delano, KDK TV political analyst on the Big K Morning Show. John, a listener checked in and wanted to know why, to dial back to our conversation about Dave McCormick and Bob Casey, they're still counting votes now a day and a half later.
Well, the simple answer to that is that as long as you have valid ballots that have not been counted, you've got to count them in order to declare a winner. Some counties do a much better job of this. Remember, in Pennsylvania, we have 67 counties, and each county has its own mechanisms for doing the count. They have to follow certain state rules, but they're pretty much free to operate their own systems within the county government. How much resources do they allocate? How much money do they spend, for example? How many people do they hire to actually count? That's a matter of county budget. And in some counties, it's a real priority. I would say that Allegheny County, particularly under former County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, he made it an absolute determination to produce Allegheny County results as fast as you can, kept people working overnight. It used to be in some counties, they let the workers go home at midnight, and they'd come back the next day to keep counting. So it's a different process in different counties. I mean, I was a little surprised to see that there are so many uncounted ballots in the Johnstown County, Cambria County, which McCormick is counting on to deliver him the victory. But they're not counted. They have every right to be counted, so it's going to take a little bit of time. Obviously, when you're overwhelmed with votes because it's a large system, then, it's going to take longer. And Philadelphia has always taken longer than the rest of the state. When it comes down to these numbers, though, that's what really makes it tough. Because if you're down to a 29,000, 30,000 vote margin, you really need to make sure that every vote is counted and is counted correctly. We don't have a recount yet, but either party can demand a recount once the official ballots are, once the final number is released, if you're within 0.5%. And we're within 0.5%. So if Casey were to lose after all the votes are counted, he could demand a recount. Or McCormick could do the same thing if it's within 0.5%. So this could take a little longer until a candidate concedes. But I think the process itself, as much as I wish they would, all the counties would put in the resources to count and get this stuff done quickly, but it doesn't happen that way.
We're with KDK TV's John Delano. So a Trump 47 presidency is likely to be a lot different than his first 4 years, with the 4 years hiatus in between and all the acrimony and all the highs and lows. And he overcame a lot of challenges to get to this point. He would control the Senate. And what about the House?
Well, it looks like he's going to control the House. That is to say, the Republican Party will control the House. You know, two Democrats in Pennsylvania lost, two Democratic Congress members lost their seats. So there was a two pickup for Republicans in Pennsylvania. And that is true in other states as well. But we're still waiting on a number of seats to be declared that are very close. It looks to me like the Republicans will control the U.S. House. It may not be a huge margin, but they're going to control it, I think, when all the votes are cast. But we'll find out. Again, you know, you go back to counting ballots. Some of these states, like California, take way longer than Pennsylvania. So we're still waiting on those. But it is going to be likely a conservative Senate, a conservative House, and, of course, a conservative president. And it will remains to be seen exactly what the second Trump administration will look like. We're told the new president-elect intends to name people pretty soon to positions, and you're going to be able to form a judgment on the basis of that. But given that so many of his first-term people basically turned against him and said he was unfit to be president, there's no way those people are coming back in. So it's going to be a whole new crew of folks who will be working for him. And we're just waiting to see what it's going to be like.
Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, maybe Hulk Hogan.
You know, I don't believe Elon Musk is going to. I mean, he might have a position of some sort, an unofficial position, but this guy's a multi-billionaire. It's not like he needs a government position to do whatever he wants to do. So I find it somewhat amusing to think of him as secretary of this, that, or the other thing. I'm not sure that's going to happen. And Joe Rogan, boy, why would he give up the wonderful freedom he has to attract millions and millions of folks to his podcast by joining the Trump administration? Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that's a different story.
Well, that has been floated that he would somehow head up some health department or maybe a position in that world. And this is a guy who's an anti-vaxxer and obviously joined forces with Donald Trump after he decided he couldn't make any moves as an independent.
The problem here is that if his name is submitted to the Senate for confirmation for a cabinet position, that's likely to stir up a lot of brouhaha. The president could appoint him within the White House as sort of the czar position, they call them. So you make him your White House director of all health matters. That's not a Senate-confirmed position. So they can avoid the brouhaha, bring him into the White House, make Robert Kennedy in charge of a lot of things, and ask secretaries to report to him. But that's probably the easier way around it all. But again, we don't know. We don't know what the new president's going to do, and we'll just wait and see. It's going to make for a lot of interesting reporting. I sure remember the first 4 years of Donald.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Trump, where it was a story every day.
Well, there'll be no shortage of news stories, and the other is the legal entanglements, already start yesterday to be undone.
Yes, of course. The President of the United States is in a position to dismiss all the federal charges against him. And there's talk now that the Justice Department might even do that before he takes the oath of office. Essentially, you disband and fire the special counsel. You disband all federal Justice Department actions against Donald Trump. So those cases disappear. Now, the state cases do not disappear. President of the United States has no authority over those state cases. So, as you know, there's cases in New York. In fact, I think the president, now president-elect, is scheduled to be sentenced, I believe, in one of those New York cases coming up. The Georgia case, it can be pursued if the district attorney down there in Atlanta wants to keep at it. So the state cases can remain, and that takes us into very uncharted territory, because you're not going to imprison a sitting president of the United States. You might fine him, but I don't know that you could do much more. I mean, the notion that you put an ankle bracelet on a president as he wanders around the White House, I mean, it's all crazy stuff. So I think most of his legal problems are going to go away because he was reelected to another term.
John, always appreciate your input. Thank you. And get some rest.
Yeah, we'll get some rest later in the week, and it's good to be with you, Larry, and all your listeners. So have a good one. Happy post-election day.
KDK-TV's political analyst, John Delano. Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, La Plaza, up there in the Cranberry area, and all around the world, we know Dr. Mike. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Larry. Hi, Paul. How you doing?
This next question that, you know, over the course of how many years that we've been together doing this, and we thank you. You've always been great, and people really love your take on all these things. I've never heard this question. Dana in Gibsonia wants to know, Dr. Mike, I was told you said autumn and winter are dangerous for parrots. Can you please explain why you said that about parrots? I own one. And why would it be dangerous?
Yeah, I don't know when I said that. That must have been years ago. Maybe they caught an old segment, but it is dangerous. I mean, think about the things that you have to avoid with birds. You always heard about the canary in the mine shaft, Teflon, scented candles, aerosols, potpourri, just about anything, air fresheners, bleach, just, oven cleaning. All of the things that you do and don't think about, just is one of those things, I'm just doing some cleaning, can kill your bird. So it can be very dangerous because a lot of people in fall and winter like those things. They like to burn candles and potpourri. It seems to be the season for it. So that's probably what I was talking about. That's why it would be a dangerous season for them. I'm pretty sure that's why I said it.
Dr. Mike, Uma in Greensburg wants to know, what are the early signs of heart disease in cats? The vet diagnosed a heart murmur during an annual checkup and suggested I see a cardiologist. Is that absolutely necessary with a tight budget? And the BNP test was normal, if that helps.
Oh, wow, that helps a lot. So the BNP test lets us know if there's any stretch in the heart muscle. It's a test to let us know if the heart muscle is, and it stretches is the layman's term for it. But if you're getting inflammation, that would be a sign that they can do an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of the heart. And that's the gold standard, and that's why we refer to the cardiologist. But if that proBNP test was normal, you probably could just do frequent checkups with your veterinarian and just watch that murmur and make sure it doesn't get worse. A murmur is just a leaky valve. But what would be symptoms? Anything like lethargy, coughing, not acting right, decreased appetite, all of those things could be symptoms of a lot of things, including heart disease. So I would just speak to your veterinarian about getting on a regular routine for checkups. And then if that proBNP goes up, they'll probably suggest you get that echocardiogram. But I certainly understand the budget. But the cardiologists, they're the gold therapy for heart disease. They're very good, and they can look at the muscles and the valves and all of those things, just like in humans.
Interested, this next question kind of opens up a big can of worms, Doc. And this comes from Jenna in Monroeville. I'm troubled by a social media expert, in quotes, claim that rabies is a hoax created to benefit veterinarians. He advises pet owners to dismiss their vet's recommendation for a rabies vaccination. In fact, all vaccinations. Please provide your expert opinion on the matter.
Wow. I mean, that's just a false and misleading claim. It's a very dangerous claim, in my opinion. This is a global disease. Rabies is global. And the vaccination programs that are set up, it's literally set up to protect humans. Even though they require vaccines in our dogs and cats, the rabies vaccine is to protect us. They're trying to decrease the prevalence of rabies in the wild, in the outdoors. They'll even do routine vaccination programs on wildlife. They'll drop fish bait from planes and helicopters. In Western Pennsylvania, that's done almost every year to try to decrease rabies in the wildlife population. So like you said, that expert, I'm glad it was in quotations. I never heard that before, but that is a very, very dangerous and misleading claim that somebody would make. And as far as, you know, fear your veterinarian about recommending rabies vaccine, that's the state law if you own a pet. So it's one of those things. I recommend it in horses. I recommend it in ferrets, dogs, cats. Just for their protection and our protection.
And I would imagine humans do this too, Doc. I mean, of course, animals don't do social media searches, at least that I know of. But they kind of self-diagnose. They go to the websites and then suddenly...
After Google.
Yeah, you go down kind of a rabbit hole and there's a lot of misinformation. I would just caution people to be careful what you read.
I agree with that too. And I love educated owners, always have. And but like this person did, they asked the question, and I think she was just putting it out there. She probably, I think you said it was a she. I'm sorry.
Yes.
They put it out there for other people. I'm sure that person knows that's ridiculous, but and that's why they're asking the question so other people can hear it. But I'm, I don't watch a lot of social media, so I don't see these things. When people bring it to my attention, I'm happy to comment, always.
You're good not to go down that rabbit hole on social media, Doc. You're much better off. Before you go, has this long drought affected your pets at all in any way that you've noticed?
Yeah, engorged ticks. You remember what those look like.
Oh, God.
I had one come in the other day, and it had a collar on that prevent the fleas and ticks, and they thought that was a little tumor, and it was a big engorged tick about the size of a grape. And just the ticks are a nightmare. We don't get rid of them.
Wow.
We need tundra weather for about 3 weeks. None of us would really appreciate that weather, but without snow, just, 20 degrees, that kind of weather for 3 weeks, that would kill a lot of ticks. But the leaves insulate them. The snow will insulate them. And so I just warn everybody, flea and tick prevention year-round, mostly for the ticks in the winter, but year-round. Every month you should be doing that. Us veterinarians do it too. So I hate those fleas and ticks. Disease-carrying experts.
How many ticks on the average wild deer?
Yeah, 500. 500 on the deer, 100 on the rabbits.
Whoa.
And 9 on the field mice. I mean, think about that. They even did a study down in Louisiana, said that field mice live longer with ticks on them than they do with ticks off them. So there's like this symbiotic relationship. I only saw that report once, but think about that. They figured out how to, help a mouse live longer if they carry the ticks. I mean, it's insane.
Is that where that saying, that ticks me off, comes from?
I don't know. That's a good one.
All right, Doc, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure is mine. Take care.
You got it. The great Dr. Mike Hutchinson. You can go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
Listen to you go with these rabbit holes during a talk with the vet.
I never thought of it that way. Coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, legendary broadcaster Bill Hillgrove in his 51st season doing play-by-play for Pitt football. Of course, he just retired after 30 years as the voice of the Steelers, too. And, Paul, both teams are playing this weekend. You've got Pitt and Virginia on Saturday night at Acrisure with an 8 o'clock kick. Then you have Steelers coming off their bye week on the road in Washington. The Commanders are a renewed, good football team.
With so a up-and-coming test. Young quarterback, right?
Yeah, and they've had a chance. That extra week in the NFL midseason is really significant for getting healthy. And they made some moves, too. So we'll talk about it because the trade deadline which for a lot of folks was kind of buried because it was Tuesday afternoon at 4, and a lot of people were obviously focused on the election and voting, and it was a very atypical day. But it's an opportunity for the Steelers. Then they come back home, and a rare 1 o'clock kickoff.
No kidding.
Well, they've been that playing
used to be
night.
That used to be standard operating procedure back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have, after their last win, which came against the Giants, and then they beat the Jets the week before that, so they took care of the New York City area teams. They have the Ravens on Sunday the 17th. Now, the Ravens are playing tonight, so they get a couple extra days rest, but that put a asterisk on that game. Because that'll be the two top teams in the AFC North.
Now is when it gets real. I hear the new player from Green Bay, it's a linebacker, right?
Yeah, edge rusher.
Edge rusher, yeah. I hear he wanted a trade.
From Green Bay?
Yeah.
Well, he's come to the right city because we love our defense here.
Especially edge rushers.
So after this game Sunday against the Commanders, the Steelers have... They are the only team that hasn't played one of their division opponents yet, which means they got to get them all in the second half of the season.
It's crazy.
They play the Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. Boom, boom, boom. And then the Browns again at home before the Eagles in Philly at Baltimore on December 21st. The Chiefs on the... well-documented 1 o'clock Christmas Day kickoff, and then they end the season hosting the Bengals. So they got that's an arduous schedule, to say the least. But are they up to it? Well, you know what great coaches say. You want to be great, you got to beat the teams, you know, like Baltimore, and they got a stiff schedule. And Kansas City, I got a feeling we're going to beat them on Christmas Day.
That would be a nice Christmas present.
I would love for them to come in here undefeated, and the Steelers are the team that knocks them off.
I mean, the last team that they played, the Buccaneers, had their chances to beat them and let them off the hook.
They did. So we'll talk to Bill Hillgrove. I have something special for Bill, too, I'm going to announce coming up.
Okay.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.